It's Monday, February 24th, and you're listening to the Three Nerds in a Basement podcast. I'm Vince.
I'm Blavin.
I'm Anthony.
And this is the Geek Chic Culture Show. We talk about all the cool things in the world. On this week's episode, you can look forward to a whole bunch of random news stories we've picked out and also updating our weeks. I don't know where to start, guys. How have you been? How have you all been?
Good.
All right.
Happy.
Why are you happy?
I don't know. I just feel good.
You woke up today and you're like, I'm happy.
Yeah.
And Blavin's like, I'm dead.
No, I have personal goals that I have not reached yet, so I'll not be happy until I've satisfied those goals.
Oh, man.
Uh-huh.
You sound like a machine.
Yeah, man.
A robot.
Yeah, well.
No being complacent.
Oh, jeez. Okay, then. Let's just, let's move along. Do you want to start with your pick of the week, then, Clayton?
Oh, yeah. So the new trailer came out for Guardians of the Galaxy.
Sweet.
And this movie looks awesome.
Mm.
So it stars Chris Pratt, Batista.
Batista.
What is his first name?
Dave Batista.
Is it Dave Batista?
Is it? Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's Dave Batista.
Is that what he's known as in the wrestling?
Yeah.
Batista?
Batista is what he's known as, yeah.
Yeah. I think it's the girl from Star Trek.
Zoe Saldana.
Saldana. Yeah. And
a raccoon.
The raccoon who's voiced by the guy from The Hangover, right?
There's like four dudes from The Hangover.
No. The Bradley Cooper.
There you go.
And Vin Diesel as a walking plant.
Yep.
And finally, who am I missing? Oh, the guy who was in Shake and Bake. And
he's not.
Yeah, but what's his name though? John C. Reilly.
Yeah, he's
as part of the Nova Corps.
He's Nova Prime.
Yeah, it was Nova Prime. So this movie is about the Guardians of the Galaxy, who are a group of superheroes that protect the Marvel Universe in space.
They're basically space Avengers.
Yeah, but the twist is that they're supposed to be very a group of misfits, and they're also quite rude, and they don't work well together and whatnot. So I think it's going to be one of those dysfunctional team comedy type movies. And it's very much so as it was seen in the trailer where Chris Pratt's giving the guy the finger when they're like,
I don't know how this machine works.
Where they're trying to talk about his rap sheet and everything. So, yeah, this movie looks pretty funny.
Yeah.
From the other action scenes, like, it's going to be quite action-packed as well. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking forward to this one. What are your guys' thoughts on this trailer?
Anthony, what's your thoughts on the Guardians, Anthony?
I don't know. When people were saying, like, who was going to be in it, I always thought it was, like, I was never against it, but I was like, John C. Reilly. And it's, like, a space movie. Weird. But then after seeing the trailer, I'm like, whoa, this is all great. I didn't know a lot about, like, Groot or Gamora or the Destroyer guy.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, afterwards...
No one blames you. Don't worry. Yeah, Nobody blames you for not knowing.
I looked them up, and they seem to have, like, some pretty cool backstories and, like, have some pretty cool powers.
Mm-hmm.
And just the fact that they are, like, dysfunctional, like, that dysfunctional team, like, I don't know, it's kind of the same reason I like the Suicide Squad. They're a team that doesn't really work well together. It's not, like, exactly the same, but it's kind of, like, the same points.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, stuff like that, it's cool. They're not, like, all the prim and proper, like the Avengers.
Well, I don't know. The first half of the Avengers is all about them being a dysfunctional team.
Yeah.
And it takes something for them to come together. And, honestly, that's the exact same plot I see for the Guardians working.
100%.
Like, I can't see this movie going any other way.
Yeah.
I was kind of hoping that it would be, like, they're dysfunctional, but they get the job done, but they're still always dysfunctional.
No, because they're going to be, they're a team.
Yeah, not going to happen.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whatever. It's still cool. I like the more comedy aspect of it. And also a raccoon.
To be fair, the Avengers had the same sort of tone. I remember laughing more in that movie than I do cheering on the action scenes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it had funny moments, but I didn't feel like it was ever, like, marketed as a comedy.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, you're right.
So, like, this one, I don't know, this trailer, I think, made me more excited than the Avengers trailer.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, no, this trailer looks cool. I really like I like the tone of it. It is very comedic.
Oh, and Digimon Hansu's in it.
Yeah, he's, oh, what's his face? I forget who he...
He's in Thor?
No,
he's not.
What's his character name?
I don't know.
Because I know. Forget it. I want to say like Roland, but I know that's not
him. Yeah, I know he's in the Rebecca. That's funny. And Jumper, or is it Push? One of those two. I think he's a Push.
It's got to be Push. It can't be Jumper.
Yeah, because Push has Chris Evans. Oh, ding. See what I did there? So, it all comes around to Chris
Evans. Oh, God, that was a bad movie, too.
Oh, God damn it.
I had Dakota Fanning, right?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
That was the girl. She's a bit older, I think.
Yeah.
That's a bad movie. I don't know what's worse, that or Jumper. They're both terrible.
So, you like this trailer, too?
No, I did like this trailer. I like it a lot. I like how Marvel is aware that nobody knows who the hell these people are.
Nope.
And that whole trailer is all about who are these people.
And you still don't know
who they are.
Yeah.
And they've even gone so far as to, if you look online for more trailers, they have vignettes on each character.
Yeah.
For people who want to learn about
them. Oh, I haven't seen those.
That's cool. And it's like, it's with the character and with the actor behind it, so that you get to know more about them leading up to the movie. Mm-hmm. Which I thought was really cool, because again, nobody knows who these people are. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So,
just like to point out
that
I liked them before they were cool.
Of course you did.
I actually did.
Of course you did.
I even said it on podcast, you should read their books and whatever. Yeah. Nobody listened.
Yeah, I did.
Did you?
Wait, which books are you talking about, though?
The Guardians of the Galaxy trades, like, the comic.
Oh, maybe not.
See? There you go. Nobody did.
Does Annihilation count?
Oh, yeah, they're part of that.
Yo, but Annihilation's way more Nova.
But they're in it, though.
Isn't that a global event? They're introduced.
No.
It's just cosmic.
It's just space.
Okay. It's cosmic. And
good read.
And good read, right? As a side note, the only reason Nova's popular is because of Marvel at this point.
What?
Marvel's Capcom?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's why it's like mainstream.
It's Marvel, baby.
Yeah. But no, the trailer looks so cool. I'm very curious because they have not revealed what the hell the plot is, which is good. You don't know who they're fighting, which is good.
Yep. Well, I saw the collector.
You see the collector from
here. Yeah, but I mean, I don't know if he. I will be disappointed if the collector is the big bad.
Mm. Benicio del Toro, man.
Benicio del Toro, yeah.
He's the collector, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. He was revealed in Thor?
Yeah, two. Thor two.
Two. Right.
Yeah, they gave him Infinity Gem?
Yes. Yeah. Well, no. It's a cool looking movie. I'm very excited. Is this May?
I'm not quite sure. Is it?
August.
August, right?
August?
Yeah, it's way late.
Pretty sure it was August.
Yeah, it's 8.
Whoa!
11 or something. Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't raining anytime soon.
Oh.
Yeah, so.
Well.
Quite a little while.
I'm suddenly a little disappointed.
Did you not watch the end of the trailer to avoid disappointment?
I think when I saw text, I looked away from the screen.
Ah, I see.
Reading.
That really just gets you all the time, right, Vince?
Oh, no. I'm so sad now.
Yeah, it's for a while.
Oh, you guys suck. Nice. You guys are the worst.
Yeah, how much would it have sucked if...
it comes out next week.
Yeah, what would have happened if you messaged us and asked us if we wanted to go to the movies, and then we'd respond with what? For what? And then you say, I think this is the week we're going into the galaxy.
I guess it makes sense, because, May is loaded with Spider-Man. Yeah. And X-Men.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God, that's this year?
Yeah, and Captain America's in and around at the end of next month.
Okay!
So, yeah. All right. I guess that makes sense.
Captain.
That's one way to end the summer.
America. All right.
Cool. Anthony, what's your pick of the week?
My pick is about irrational games.
E-Rash.
They've made... The most well-known probably is for the Bioshock series.
Mm-hmm.
Bioshock 1 recently, Bioshock Infinite.
Mm-hmm.
And they shut down their studio.
Awesome.
Yeah. And so pretty much what happened is that they weren't, like, bankrupt. They weren't in, like, financial problems. It's just that...
At least that you know of.
That we know of, that has been reported.
Mm-hmm.
They have said that Ken Levine, the head, decided to dissolve the studio.
Yep.
Because he wants to do something on a smaller scale and, just on his own with a small team.
Yep.
I think by the end of Bioshock Infinite, the Irrational team was, like, 200-plus people.
Mm-hmm.
So it got pretty big. But the thing is that it brought up a question that I want to ask you guys. So this guy left because, or he dissolved the studio because he wanted to do his own thing. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people are saying that it was a bad move on his part because he left like almost 200 people jobless. Mm-hmm. Do you guys think that he had, I guess, a duty to keep those people employed and not go after his personal dreams? Or do you think that it was an okay decision for what he did?
Blaine, do you want to tackle this?
Why does it matter? What?
I don't know. It's just a big thing on the internet. It was an interesting question.
No. That's. I mean, why does it matter if he leaves? Can somebody take over?
Well, no. Like, what happened is that he left and then the studio dissolved, but no one took over, right?
It's his studio. And instead of handing the reins over, he's taking all the best people that he wants and basically crushing everything else. Like, he's taking all the assets to that of what's in that studio and creating his own little studio. And
thus firing
laying all off other people. He's basically taking 15 people out of his 200 plus staff and saying, "You're coming with me, we're making a smaller studio." And he's leaving everybody else out in the dry.
Well, I guess just how the cookie crumbles. What are you gonna do?
Same.
You think that too?
I agree. I think if that's what he wants to do. I don't think you put the blame on him.
Like, I don't understand, like,
And at the same time, I don't know. When I saw this news pop up, I was not surprised in the least bit. Just because, I don't know. The BioShock games are great, but maybe except Infinite, they've all been critical darlings. Is that the right term I'm using?
They review really well, but don't sell really.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And for Infinite, even though Infinite sold a couple million, that game took like 7 years to make. You know, and I don't care how much that game sold, I don't think they've made up a good chunk of what they've put into it.
Yeah.
Or they probably made it back, but not as much as you'd expect. Because I was thinking about like what other games had come out at the same time period, and I think BioShock was 2007, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Because then BioShock 2 was like 2 years after.
Yeah, but they didn't do 2.
Yeah, they didn't do 2.
Right. So we're just going to go from BioShock to BioShock Infinite, and I'm going to take another developer. I'm going to pull out Naughty Dog. They put out Uncharted 1, 2, 3, Last of Us.
Yeah.
And then Rational did the one game, right? And I think the thing with Ken Levine is he wants to be very hands-on. And when you have a big team like that, he's not doing anything anymore. He's directing.
Yeah. He seems like he likes to micromanage.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, from my experience with BioShock Infinite, it was never about the gameplay mechanics, because I found the gameplay to be boring in that game. And the strength was the narrative. And I think if that's what he wants to do, and he's seeing that smaller indie developers are able to do that, then why not? That's what he's passionate about. He should do it.
And that was a really interesting idea, because he said he wanted to leave because he wanted to focus on a game that is narrative focused, but has replayability.
It sounds like he wants to focus on human interactivity as opposed to direct gameplay mechanics. Mm-hmm. And that's fine. If that's what he wants to do, that's what he wants to do.
I'm in the same boat as you guys. I think that was, like, what he did is like, oh, you did put a people at work, but it's, you can't just shackle a guy to something he doesn't want to do. Right.
I don't know. Konami's doing that with the Kojima. So
yeah, true. But also the other news that came out is that they are having like, they did have a big like outcry of support from other developers like all across the country.
Yeah.
And they had like a huge job fair with like, a couple hundred developers. And then, so like these guys are going to get new jobs. They're not just homeless now.
Yeah.
But it was just an interesting question. I want to see.
In all honesty, I don't think I would ever waste. I don't think I should be wasting mental energy thinking about this. It doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
Because it's like if I would worry about that if I were in that position, but not like, I can't really relate to it, so I wouldn't know. Like, who knows like what's the situation, right? Like, I don't have all the details and anything, so can't really give a good thing. But I mean, from what I see objectively, he started the studio, so if he wants to leave, right?
If you want yeah, to show it, then what the hell, why not?
Yeah, right? So, like, that's objectively the only thing I can say.
Yeah.
If somebody wanted to take over, then they should ask, I guess.
Yeah, like, don't get me wrong. Is it a dick move? Sure. But I wouldn't say it's his responsibility for those people.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
No.
Like,
But yeah, that was the big thing. That was my only pick. So,
mm-hmm. Are you sad about seeing Irrational go away?
I don't know. Like, to be honest, I liked like the what was it the Freedom Force games on the PC. Mm-hmm. But like for BioShock was good, and like you said, BioShock and Infinite. Even though I liked Infinite gameplay, with like the different combos and stuff, like I still think that the strong points of those games are the narrative. Mm-hmm. And if he can do his own thing and focus, like I want to see him bring out a game that is like narrative focused, and mm-hmm. he doesn't have to design around like a triple A mindset. Like he can just do something that he wants, something unique. And like, yeah, like there are places for triple A games. I just don't think Ken Levine is a triple A kind of like creative mind. Mm. Like I don't think he's gonna go for that. I want to make a franchise, and I want to do this.
Mm-hmm. The only thing I think of is that what he wants to make is his version of The Walking Dead, and that makes me sad.
Zombie games done.
Yeah. So there you go.
All right.
I got a couple picks this week. I'm gonna start out with the one that just hit last night because we're recording on Sunday. So, you guys remember Heroes, the television show?
Mm, I've heard of it.
That is coming back to the television.
What?
Wow. As a miniseries, it's a 13 episode thing, mm-hmm. not a full season. And not many details have been revealed.
Okay.
But if you guys have watched Heroes, you know that it was the first season that was awesome. The next three were kind of whatever. Mm. And
it's only four seasons.
Yeah, and I didn't realize this, but or I think I knew this at the time, but I just forgot. Heroes was originally pitched to have four seasons of different stories. Mm. Like each season was supposed to be a different arc. So by the time you got to season two, all those characters were supposed to be out of your mind, and other stuff was supposed to focus on something else. Mm. And that's why season one was so good compared to the next three, because they didn't plan for that. Mm. Because I think what happened was the audience grew attachment to certain characters like Hiro.
Nakamura.
Yeah, everybody loved Hiro, right?
And Ando.
Of course. So, oh god, yeah, those two. They're like R2 and C-3PO with mega powers.
I always liked that guy who had the spider powers.
Spider power? The artist?
Peter Parker.
No, sorry.
Suresh.
Oh, Suresh. Yeah. Dr. Suresh.
Dr. Suresh. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I like the Haitian.
Nice.
Yeah, so. But no, so it's coming back as a 13-episode miniseries. Who knows if the original characters are coming back. Mm. I'm kind of hoping it's going to be a brand new arc. Mm-hmm. And then if this succeeds, we'll get to see more of those type of things. Assuming it's good. But, Yeah. It's interesting.
It's interesting. I hope they have the same cast. That'll be fun. I really need to see Peter Petrelli's lip again.
Oh, you want to see that?
Yeah, the lip. It was such a good casting choice to put him in the Rocky movie and them talking to each other. It was the best. It was literally the best.
He was a nurse, right? In the
show? In the movie, I think. Or in the show? Or
in Heroes, he was a nurse?
Oh, I can't remember.
Is that what he was? That was his job?
That was
either that or a paramedic.
Oh, he could have been a paramedic. Yeah. I'm right. Yeah, you're right. Sorry, he's a paramedic. Yeah.
It was one of the two.
The upper lip had a mind of its own, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Save the cheerleader.
Save the world.
Yeah.
Oh, I hope Hayden Panettiere is in it.
Really?
She was hot stuff, man.
Yeah, she was.
Wait, is going to be the original cast?
Oh, we don't
know. They don't know.
Oh, okay.
They don't know, so they might ditch the...
I hope not.
I hope so.
You guys don't know how it ended, right?
I don't know.
Okay.
I heard that it ends with Hayden Panettiere jumping off a thing again and then getting it televised and revealing themselves to the world.
So yeah, basically she jumps off a Ferris wheel.
Yeah.
And she like breaks all her bones, and then she stands up on TV and she says, "We are here."
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Lulz.
Yeah, we're not alone.
When they start going back into time to Japan and stuff, that was kind of weird.
Yeah.
Oh, when Hiro went.
And then lightning powers.
And he met.
Yeah. The white guy who was. Yeah.
Who was Hayden.
Yeah.
Who had his power, her powers.
Oh, it was crazy.
The healing.
It was crazy.
Yeah. And he just got wiped out.
Right, yeah. That was stupid.
He didn't get wiped out, man. He got buried. Remember? They couldn't kill him, so they just buried him.
No. You didn't watch far.
Did he come back?
Yeah. And then you meet Peter's dad.
And then he just destroyed.
Yeah, Peter's dad has like this ability to suck the life out of you.
Oh wow.
And he turns him into bone.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah, they literally just end him right there.
Yeah, because you know who has the infinite regeneration?
Yeah.
And Peter's dad was, like, in critical status.
Yeah.
Like, paralyzed. So he just sucked all of his regeneration ability out of him until he was healed.
Oh, wow.
And then he died.
Wow, good for Peter's dad. I remember there was a big deal about a room or something. A room? There was, like, a super strong person in this room. And they went into the room and... I don't know, I can't remember.
Do you remember the girl with the kid?
Yeah.
Allie Larder?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, they killed her.
In the show, right?
Yeah. But then they just had this thing where apparently she was like a triplet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they kept bringing her back.
I remember this. She was married to the black guy.
Yeah, what was his... He walked through walls.
Is it? Is that his thing?
Yeah, he was like Shadow Cat.
Sorry, African-American gentleman.
Black?
Yeah, because her kid was a
yeah, boy. their child was that that boy who could
manipulate talk to machines. Yeah. Machines, yeah.
Oh, man.
Man, Heroes is so good.
It sure sounds so good when we talk about it.
Yeah.
But not so good when you watch it.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm going to watch the first season again.
A lot of people love that girl the hero fell in love with and then died.
Who?
The waitress.
I love the waitress?
The waitress.
I think I know who you're talking about.
The waitress who had super memory. The redhead.
I have no idea who you guys are talking about. And I need to watch this.
And then she got aced by Scylla. Or should I say Captain Spock?
Oh, yeah, the Watchmaker?
Yeah.
He was awesome.
Didn't he get lobotomized to become a good guy or something?
I think he lobotomized himself.
Is that what it was?
I think so.
Oh, man.
Is that or... Him and Peter, were they really brothers? Because I remember at one point...
No, okay. I don't think so. Because didn't he turn into Peter's brother?
Oh,
yeah.
What?
At the end of one of the seasons, he turns into Peter's brother.
Oh.
Right? To take over as congressman, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why do we remember this?
That just messed me up.
Yeah. Anyway, this is terrible.
I think that's when I stopped.
Yeah.
Oh, that man. Season. So anyways, Heroes. Excited for its return.
Yeah.
Can't wait. My other picks I'm going to bring up are toy-related ones.
Mm.
So, in the past couple weeks, I talked about two big toy shows, but probably the biggest announcement that wasn't actually at these toy shows happened a week before both. That was SH Figuarts Super Mario.
Mm.
And he looks pretty awesome. And now, I'm only talking about this because when this was released, this was around the time Nintendo revealed its financials. Status and issues.
Are they just balling?
No, they're losing money, and they're like, we've cut our projections of the Wii U from 9 million sales to like 2 million.
Oh, wow, that's kind of rough.
Yeah. And they said, we're going to expand markets and try and tap everywhere. And like, Nintendo's been notorious for like being very hard to buy merchandise for the company.
Right.
Like, and then this reveal was this. SH Figuarts Super Mario was revealed, and everybody's like, oh man, they're going all out. They're just whoring themselves out to everybody now. And then, if you look around, Nintendo licensing has been just everywhere now, and it looks like a lot of Nintendo products are going to be available for purchase for those who are very nostalgic for the early 90s of the Nintendo, Super Nintendo.
Interesting.
Yeah, but no, this figure looks cool. What I like about it is that it's cheap. It's $20.
Wow.
Yeah, for a Japanese action figure. What was even weirder is that it wasn't even revealed in Japan.
Oh.
It started getting teased by the American division of Bandai, and then it was revealed in Germany.
Ho-ho.
Yeah. And it was, in fact, Japan is the last to actually learn about it. So it'll come with two add-on sets.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is the green pipe.
Okay.
Does
it fit in it?
Yeah.
Nice.
And it comes with a Goomba. And I think...
A Goomba? Like the little mushroom guy?
Yeah. Goomba and the shell. Just a green shell.
Oh, interesting.
That Mario can hold. That's set A. Set B is... you remember in Worlds 1-1 of Super Mario? The first blocks you hit, they're like three blocks.
Yeah. And the one on top.
Yeah, so it'll come with that. And coins. And the question mark block.
Oh, cool.
It'll come with that. Yeah, so these sets, add-on sets, will be like $15 each. But what's cool is that whenever Bandai displays them, they don't just display two sets. They display like 10 sets together,
mm-hmm.
and they display all of World 1-1.
Oh, cool.
Sick. Yeah. But then like when you count out like how many coins they have and how many breaks, it's like, okay, you spend like $500 to make World 1-1.
Do they have the underground blocks?
No, they don't. But everybody's thinking, oh man, this is terrible, because then this just opens up the doors for multiple repaint opportunities.
Wow.
And they're like, San Diego Comic-Con, everybody's guessing it's either going to be Fire Mario or the more hipster one, that greenish-brown Mario.
Two-player Mario?
Greenish-brown.
No, from, you know how in the original Super Mario Brothers,
his
skin tone was more like brownish.
And then he had a green suit.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
He had like that greenish-red suit or the bluish-red suit.
Was that player two?
No, that's just player one. Like Mario, like the Mario you know today doesn't have the original colors as the original Mario from Super Mario Brothers. Like his skin is darker.
No, I know his skin was darker, but I swear he still had like a red jumpsuit.
He had a red jumpsuit. Okay. But the blue.
Oh, okay, okay. You're just talking about the skin.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
And like the blue underneath wasn't really blue. It was like a mix of blue and green.
It is true.
Yeah, and like even though it was red, it was a darker red than that you know of today.
Mm-hmm. Can confirm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's still, like, I don't know. I'm surprised Nintendo didn't get into this earlier.
They didn't need to, because they had money.
Look at them now.
But it's like and from a business standpoint, it's good, because they always needed a backup contingency plan in case video games ever failed on them, right?
As soon as they, like, launch a Karibo Shoe add-on, I'm there.
Okay. Yeah,
just put them in a giant boot.
So yeah, no, it looks really cool. And then the other toy news that I'm going to bring up are Figma finally revealed all the details for their upcoming Avengers line.
Mm-hmm.
They have Iron Man, Thor, and Captain America.
Mm-hmm.
These are looking cool, as well as really expensive.
Mm.
They're about $80 a pop.
Mm.
When normally their toys usually cost about $40.
Mm-hmm.
So double the price. Now, the Iron Man, I think, looks the coolest because he doesn't have a face. Right?
What?
Well, he's wearing a mask.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Oh, doesn't open up or anything?
So that's the thing. Like, if you want the one, like, in the pictures I've put in our show notes, there's a section that shows, like, an opening face, opening flaps and panels, mm-hmm. an opening gun. That's not part of the regular release.
Okay.
There's going to be two Iron Mans. There's going to be one that's mass release, and there's one that's called the full spec version. It'll be exclusive to Good Smiles shop, I believe. And it'll cost you $100 if you want it all.
Hmm.
So yeah. I don't know. The only thing I find interesting about this is, despite all the Iron Man movies and toys and adventures, there is no toy of the Mark 7 armor from the Avengers movie.
Oh.
This is kind of the only one.
Interesting.
So, or the only, at least, good one, I'll say. There's, like, pretty shitty ones out there, but this is it. They have Thor, and Thor looks cool.
He doesn't look like Chris Hemsworth.
So that's the thing with Figma. The problem with Figma is, because their toy line stems from anime schoolgirls,
mm-hmm.
their face sculpts are a bit more anime-ish,
mm-hmm.
and that's why they've come with that. And Thor, you know, Thor looks cool. He looks like he's wearing armor. His cape looks like it's made of, like, cloth material.
Mm.
And I think his hammer will be made out of metal.
Mm-hmm.
I think the one that stands out to me though is Captain America.
He's pouting.
Yeah. He is pouting, but...
he is pouting.
He doesn't really look like Chris Evans either. I don't know. But the thing is, because he's the only one of these guys to not wear armor, and he's wearing a skin-tight suit, they've just buffed out his proportions.
Yeah.
I don't know. I really like the look of his thighs.
Yeah.
Like, they look like they can crush people's necks.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a really good-looking chest. And his shield looks pretty hot.
Mm-hmm.
So, these look cool. But again, I don't know why they're so expensive. It's probably just a licensing thing.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I can't really wait for these. So, they look cool.
Mm-hmm.
Looks neat to me. But, yeah, that's really everything I saw this week. That's it.
Only the Robert Downey Jr. face looks kind of like Robert Downey Jr.
It's the goatee.
Yeah,
It. It's the goatee and the fact that... You can't see his hair. Right?
Yeah.
It's just his face.
Yeah.
Right?
Nice.
But, yeah.
So pouty, Captain America.
Well,
what are you pouting about?
He's so serious.
He's so sad.
Yeah. Yeah, speaking of which, did you guys see the casting for Fantastic Four?
No. Who is Mr. Fantastic?
I don't know, but the entire cast is really young.
Oh.
Like, really, really young.
That doesn't sound like Chris
Evans. I think the Human Torch is, or Johnny Storm. In the comics, was he ever played by... Was there ever an identity of the Human Torch that was black?
No, is it?
Because now he's in the...
Who is that?
I don't know his name.
What was he in?
I actually don't know. Okay. I just saw, like, photos.
Okay.
Yeah. Anthony, did you watch House of Cards?
I started watching it.
Okay. There's going to be... Is there a young sort of female in there, brunette?
Think so. Yeah, she's like, there's someone that's like a secretary.
Okay, I think, because I don't know who this girl is, but apparently she's...
Susan?
Susan Storm.
But she's not blonde?
Yeah.
And, I guess their villain's Doom? Dr. Doom? Do you know?
I don't know, actually.
Okay.
I have no idea. Ooh. They haven't really released anything other than, guess what, we're doing Fantastic Four again.
Again. For the third time.
Will it pick up this time?
Maybe.
Probably not.
I can't believe that Silver Surfer movie was made.
That was a good one.
I like that movie.
Except the fact that they copped out on Galactus. Still pouting over that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of potential in that one.
There was. Unfortunately, it didn't pan out.
No.
Yeah. But yeah, so there you go. That's anything else you guys want to highlight this week that was of any interest?
So, I kept up with Twitch Plays Pokemon.
Oh, I checked that out.
And I just wanted to highlight some things that have happened.
Yeah.
Because of said Twitch Plays Pokemon. So, I mean, to recap, Twitch Plays Pokemon is basically a little experiment that they did where somebody put up Pokemon Red, and everybody can play. On Twitch can play Pokemon Red. If you type in the command that you want the the figure to do in the game, you'll do it up, down, start.
Right.
So everybody kind of has to work together to get through the game. So because of this, there have been some pretty funny memes and tropes that have come out of this whole experience. One of them is Bird Jesus. So what happened here was that first of all, it was a miracle that they caught a Pidgey, but apparently this Pidgey became Pidgeotto and then Pidgeot, and is wrecking everything in its way.
Yeah, actually, I was there. That's when I tuned into the stream, and this thing just rules.
Yeah, so this is Bird Jesus because it just helps the team get through.
And you know it's beating everything with Gust?
Yeah, I heard about this. Another thing is that at one point they needed to go somewhere, but then they ended up going into the menu and clicking the Helix Fossil over and over again. So they've deemed the Helix Fossil as kind of sort of a magic 8-ball. Consult the Helix when you need help. And so it's like a religion now. And obviously the Jesus is, you know, Pidgeot of that. So that's a thing that they worship. But then the opposite side is the Dome Fossil for Kabuto. And that's like the devil, and his avatar is Flareon, because what happened was you only get one Eevee, right? So they needed to get a Surf, so they needed to put Surf on Vaporeon.
Yeah.
But the community went crazy and bought a Firestone and turned into Flareon. And now they have a Flareon.
Yes!
And now they have a Flareon. So they can't do it anymore. So now they call Flareon the False Prophet. And he's the bad guy. Another thing, too, is that the Charmander was named ABBBBBBK. And the Rattata was JLVWNNOOOOO. Those were the nicknames given to them. And
all right.
So the Charmander was nicknamed Abby. And the Rattata was named Jay Leno. And at one point, they just released him to the wild. And there's a GIF online. Oh, ABBK is gone forever. Okay. Yes.
Oh, man.
So they let go of their thing. So the party slots wouldn't be vacant forever, though. So they caught a Rattata, and for some reason they managed to nickname it Digrat. So apparently he was really, really good. And when they got to the Team Rocket HQ, that's when he really shined. So they beat everything, and they were mere steps away from getting the Sylph Scope. Then Digrat used Dig, and they were outside again. They just got out of the house, and that was It was terrible. And so they also caught a Farfetch'd, which Down learns cut. So now he's the Slayer of Trees.
Because he cut one tree.
He cut one tree, and his name is D-U-X. Ducks.
Isn't that the one you get from the
Ducks.
The yeah. trade?
Yeah.
God, that's the best.
Yeah. And my favorite is that they cut a Venomoth, and it's nicknamed A-A-T-T-V-V-V, which has now been known as the All-Terrain Venomoth. Oh, man, it's so good. Oh, I can't. I just, oh, God. But so what happens is that now they have this voting system on there called Democracy and Anarchy. So if you do Democracy, and if that's the bar, if the votes are tilted that way, the character will only move for the, if, like, nine people say the same thing. So mm-hmm. if nine people go up, then it'll move up. Anarchy is just the regular way it's being played. He will try to just follow every command that anybody says. So, but right now, everybody's voting towards anarchy because they think that's the purest way to play this little experiment. So, of course, that's what's winning right now, and yeah. they're still not getting anywhere. So, yeah, this has been a pretty crazy journey. It's pretty funny, the things that
have yeah, come out of yeah. it. I think it was just cut. It was either not last night, it's the night before. You're talking about the bird Jesus.
Yeah.
So I was in on it. They're fighting Koga, the fifth gym leader.
Yeah.
And
first how'd they fucking get to Koga? Like, oh my god.
They were having a tough time getting to him in the gym because that has the invisible walls. But they finally got to him, and what I didn't realize is the only thing alive was Pidgeot.
Yeah.
And they fought him, and Pidgeot was like half dead.
Yeah.
And they were just struggling getting out this hyper potion on Pidgeot.
So
yo, Lord Jesus.
There has been GIFs of Red walking in
yeah.
and Giovanni says come in and ready to fight, but then he just starts slamming his face against the wall because that's what it looks like you're doing if you were like to just objectively look at what Red's doing when he's just moving back and forth and then stands in front of an elevator and just sits there. Yeah, man, this is great. This is yeah. great. This
the
is
last great. Time I went to watch it, they were in the elevator for the big shop. And they were just, they couldn't fucking move. Like, people were just, because it was on Anarchy, so people were pressing start, people were walking up to the elevator and then going to cancel, and then, like, they were just stuck in an elevator for, like, 2 hours, and I'm like, this is stupid.
Oh, man. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, oh, God. And more on when they were fighting Koga. So they were at the last monster, I think it was Muck.
Yeah.
And I think Muck used, like, sludge to poison Pidgeot or something. No, yeah. not sludge, but coughing was before it poisoned him.
Yeah.
And then Muck kept using Minimize.
Yeah.
And so the Pidgeot couldn't hit it, but the poison kept killing the Pidgeot.
Yeah.
And so the Pidgeot had like 3 HP.
Yeah.
And they're trying to get to the Hyper Potion, and they missed it, hit Fight, hit Gust, hit, and win. Ow!
Bird Jesus!
I was sitting there going like, no! No! No!
Did the chat freak out?
Yeah. Oh my god. It was... Yeah, that's just flipping out.
That's so funny. Oh man, Bird Jesus. Good times, good times.
I was like, no way. Because, like, five in a row, it missed the gust because it minimized. And I'm like, yeah. Really? Here? Right now?
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Oh wow. So, yeah, this is quite the experiment. It's making quite the headlines in the gaming world.
It's
so
amazing.
It's quite an amazing thing. Yeah. So, definitely check it out if you have a chance.
Yeah. I can't believe it, like, how many people are watching, like, just
streaming. Daily.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, they hover around, like, 90,000 people just watching.
Yeah.
Oh, man, at any given time. It's crazy.
Sometimes they just leave it on and just listen to the music. All I hear is, you know the sound when you bump into something?
Yeah.
Doom, 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 doom. Then it opens the menu.
Yeah.
Clink, 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 clink.
I just, like, imagine what any other game, like, if played like this, what would happen? Like, if they played, like, original Final Fantasy.
Oh man!
Just walk into the wolves. Go level one. We're not no progress.
Yeah. Oh, man, it's too funny. Yeah. Good times. Good times.
Awesome.
Hello, listeners. Do you enjoy hearing Anthony talk about his digital dreams, Vince's plastic preferences, or my cardboard crack addiction? Well, we'd like to hear about all your pastimes too. Send us some letters at tniab.letters@gmail.com. After all, your letters are part of the coolest things in the world, too.
Did you want to continue on with your weekend, Blavin?
Yeah, so my week has been filled with woes because I have now realized that I cannot eat as much as I used to anymore.
Oh, that's where the store's going.
Yeah.
Okay.
I went to Montana's, which is a restaurant here, and I said, yeah, let's do all-you-can-eat ribs. I got through the first rack, and then I almost wanted to, like, die.
Oh.
And then I asked myself, why? Why is this happening to me?
Yeah.
I need to eat more than two to get more.
What have I done?
What is this? What sort of folly have I made that I deserve this? And so I got another half rack of ribs, and I ended up having to take it home. So it's kind of really depressing.
They let you take it home?
I know. I think I wasn't supposed to say it out loud, but
yeah. Oh.
And so I'm starting to think now. I mean, going to all-you-can-eat sushi and stuff, I mean, I'm getting weak, man.
That's why I stopped going.
Yeah, I don't know if it's I'm getting weak. I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing. I think it's a good thing because then I won't get as many calories in me.
Yeah.
But it's a bad thing because, I mean, now I just look weak having, you know, oh no, I had one roll. I'm stuffed.
Are all your friends like super, like going through all this?
Yeah, no.
Oh.
Yeah, I think it's just me.
No, I mean, like, are they just going through the food?
Yeah, they just wrecked.
And you're just sitting there like, oh.
Oh, man. This is my second piece of sushi. They know.
Something's up.
Yeah.
They know what's up.
Yeah, usually when I go to sushi now, it's more, I don't get all you can eat anymore. I just get the bento box.
Yeah, see?
That's it.
Or I go for lunch.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's true. It's cheaper, hey? Yeah, so.
How much is lunch? Like 15?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
$15.
Yeah, yeah, okay, I guess.
So, yeah. I'm kind of upset about that. I mean, I used to be a house.
Okay.
You know who still has a house?
Ooh.
My little brother.
Ah.
He is crazy.
Well, he's a teenager, man.
Yeah.
I know. Raging hormones. Unstoppable.
Feed the machine.
Yeah. Unstoppable metabolism.
I know. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Getting old.
Yeah. You've hit that point where it's just,
oh,
can't do it anymore.
My body says, no, no bueno, man. Yeah. Not today.
Do you still exercise often?
Not as much as I used to. It's cold out. Okay. But now it's warming up, so I hope to get back into it.
Because, I mean, when you do that, then you'll get hungrier.
Well, I do dance, and, like, I've been learning the body roll and stuff. Mm-hmm. And,
Continue. I'd like to hear more.
Further proof. yeah, so, I mean, I got inspired after watching some Magic Mike dancing.
Got that. Okay. Yeah, nice. Yeah. All right.
Dancing's good. Man, this new song that TJ showed me, Pony. By Genuine.
This new song.
Yeah, man. Fresh new track.
Mm.
Yeah, pretty good. It's a good song. Go check it out.
Nice. You know, I was thinking the other day about songs. You know, I was thinking about which artists that who've put out songs that I can't think of a song I hate.
Yeah.
I think I like every one of Katy Perry's songs.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I can't think of a single song she's put out where I've been like, nope, don't like it.
Roar.
Nope, I like that song.
Really?
Yeah, I do like that song.
Oh. Teenage Dreams.
Nope, like that song.
I like that song a lot too. I don't know why I said that. Yeah.
Like, I really like, what's the one that she has out now?
She has another one out now.
Is it Dark Horse? Is that her song or is that someone else?
That's her song.
That's her song?
Yeah. I really like that song.
Yeah.
Firework.
No, I like that song.
Oh, yeah. Wow, see, the thing with like, you know, you get my heart racing and my skin tight jeans, that was a good line.
Yeah.
I like that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but yeah, TJ, thank you. Pony. Oh. Right? You know, my life is incomplete. Now it's almost getting there.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so. Oh, I have to watch all of Magic Mike, though. Hey.
What do you mean?
I only watch the dance scene.
Oh.
The Tates. I was watching 21 Jump Street with my brother.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him that Channing Tatum can dance.
Yeah.
And then I showed him a dance scene. And then after he left, I continued to watch more dance scenes.
Ah, okay.
And 21 Jump Street is still funny.
I bet it is.
Yeah, man.
I don't see why it wouldn't be.
Yeah, man. Are you excited for the second one?
Not really.
Oh, come on.
Like, I'll see it. Don't worry. I'll see it. I just
A second what? Magic Mike?
No, a second 21 Jump Street.
Oh, 22nd.
Oh, 22nd Jump Street.
Yeah.
Yeah,
man. It was so sweet. Oh, that would be so good. Mm.
That's your week?
Yeah.
Cool. Anthony, what you been doing this week?
I've been immersing myself in Jason Statham movies.
Okay.
And so I rewatched Crank 1 and High Voltage.
Okay.
And I still, those are like some of my favorite action movies.
Okay.
But the new ones I watched for me were Safe and Parker.
Safe. Do they rob a bank?
No. Jason Statham is like this guy who crossed the Russian mob, and he's like he's forced to live a life of hell.
Okay, no, I don't see
that. Yeah, and there's this other girl who has a photographic memory, and she's holding numbers that are a code for like, okay. a gang
okay.
fortune or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And so then somehow something happens, and Jason Statham has to protect this girl from two mobs and the corrupt police, so that they don't get this like fortune that'll make them super powerful. Right. And yeah, it was kind of bad.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't like it. But it was just like, if you just want an action movie,
there's
just
plenty.
If you just want to see some Jason Statham shoot people and punch people,
mm-hmm.
go for it.
Okay.
And then the other one, Parker, came out last year. Also stars Jennifer Lopez. And
I don't think this is a good movie.
Nope. And yeah, so this time he has he takes the role of a thief. He's like a heist man, and he's kind of got like weird, questionable morals. Like he's willing to like steal from these people
mm-hmm.
or from anybody, but he never hurts any of the hostages. He never
okay.
Like he's like a he's almost like a Robin Hood, but he keeps it all for himself.
Right.
And yeah, and then so for a really big heist, he gets double crossed by his team, and then he has to take revenge on his team by beating them at their own heist
mm-hmm.
by himself, and then he meets Jennifer Lopez, and they team up.
Yeah,
and Jennifer Lopez gets like half naked. She's like that was kind of a plus, but also this movie was bad.
Okay,
and also if you just want to see Jason Statham shoot people,
yeah. So these are the two Jason Statham movies you watched.
Yeah. Don't, like, those are two of the four.
Okay.
Watch Crank. Those movies are great.
Would you say Crank is your favorite Jason Statham movie?
Crank 1 is my favorite. Crank 2 is my second favorite.
Any other highlighting Jason Statham movies that you like?
Just for Jason Statham?
Yeah, just for context, so we know what kind of...
Expendables was okay. I like the original Transporter.
Okay, yeah.
Like, I never saw 3, but 1 and 2 were pretty good.
3 are the best action scenes.
Oh, okay. I haven't seen that one. I didn't really like the Italian Job.
You didn't like the Italian
Job? Yeah, it was okay. Like, I didn't hate it.
The remake, you mean? Yeah, yeah. Of course,
yeah. The remake. Cellular was bad.
Do you know what the best Jason Statham movie is?
The Bank Job? I haven't seen The Bank Job.
You haven't seen The Bank Job? That's one with Michael Caine.
Oh, I gotta watch that one. Okay, I gotta watch The Bank Job. Death Race?
That's the best one.
Really?
That is the best
one. Really? That looks so dumb.
You haven't seen Death Race?
No.
You, Mr. Tokyo Drift, is my favorite movie of all time.
I have not seen Death
Race. And you haven't seen... Wait, hold on.
It looked too dumb for me.
let me pitch it to you, okay?
All right.
Jason Statham is a criminal.
Oh, what?
Okay? And he gets caught. But when is this guy ever caught? Never, but he got caught. He gets put into this penitentiary, this jail scene, okay? But it's in the future. And there's a way... It's like the Suicide Squad. He can get out of the jail if he does something for the government that is participating in these death races. Okay? And death races are kind of like modern-day pay-per-view racing. Only you can die in these races because it's Fast and the Furious.
Because it's the future and televised.
Yeah, because it's unlimited modding my cars. And you can put whatever you want. It's like Twisted Metal. But in jail, and you have to race. It's not just killing each other. And Tyrese is his best friend.
What? You should have just said Tyrese was in it, and I would have been like, okay.
It is like the budget version of the Paul Walker Vin Diesel relationship, but we're in fast cars that can kill people.
Well, I guess I know what I'm watching today.
Trust me, Death Race is awesome.
Okay, I'll watch
Death Race. Don't get me wrong; it's stupid, but it's awesome.
Okay, but yeah, Safe was whatever. Parker was bad. Yeah, don't really watch those unless you just want to watch stuff get blown.
So you gotta watch. Yeah, I was thinking about The Bank Job when I said, "Did they rob a bank?" Obviously.
The Bank Job. All right, so I gotta watch A Bank Job, and I gotta watch
Death Race. Death Race.
And then, sounds so good. The trailers make it seem so bad.
It's good, trust me. It's okay. Awesome.
Maybe you can just sell things.
It's my job.
the other thing I did, I was playing a Steam game called Jazz Punk.
Oh, okay, I thought you just got into this jazz mood or something.
No. It's an indie game. And it's It's mostly been described as, if you guys have ever seen the movie Airplane.
The old movie?
Yeah, the old comedy.
With that weird poster where the airplane's like doing a pretzel?
Yeah, it's in a pretzel. Yeah. It's like playing that movie. Like, the humor is kind of the same, and I think that's kind of the best way to describe it. You're this guy who's a secret agent.
Yeah.
And you have to infiltrate the Kremlin.
Okay.
In Russia.
Sure.
But everything surrounding it, like every interaction with characters, with people, with objects, they all have some sort of like weird, like just quick humor jokes.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about it is, like, I could never explain to you, like, if you wanted me to give you a specific instance of a joke that was funny, I could never explain that and it be funny. It's a lot of it is really quick in the moment stuff and just how it happens in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of it is also interactions with the game, and you're making a certain thing funny because of how you decide to interact.
Right.
But I do enjoy it. It is very weird. But I haven't played very much of it just because it's been getting weird runtime errors. I've been crashing a lot.
Yeah.
So it's kind of pulled me off from playing it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's actually from like the couple hours I've played, it's actually really funny.
Hmm.
And like I said, if you're interested, if you've been like if you've seen like reviews and stuff, because it's been getting rave reviews. So far, I don't think I like it as much as them.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think it's very good.
Okay.
So yeah.
Cool.
So I recommend just giving that a check, like a look, just because it is an indie game.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe might not get the right advertising
right
it needs. $15 on Steam.
That's expensive.
You hadn't yet. Never. $15.
$15, man. I could buy a couple other cool things at $15.
I got it for $11.
Boom. Wow. Jeez. That's a lot of money.
$11.
A lot of money. It's a lot of money in Toy World.
You could buy one of those sets of Mario things.
Yeah, man. Jeez. Buy some blocks. Goomba.
But yeah, that's been my week. Cool. Yeah, just other than Bravely Default grinding.
Yeah, you still enjoying Bravely Default?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now I can finally continue with the story now that I've maxed out all my characters and I've got all the jobs for all characters
cool
to max.
Cool. So. I gotta touch upon Bravely Default just a little bit. Man, I really was turned off at the way that game goes towards the end.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just did not like super recycled content.
I completely understand.
To artificially extend the length of your game. They could have condensed a lot of it by just saying, we did this.
You could have done what you've done at, like, half the amount of times.
Yeah.
And, but
like, they could have just implied, with like, I'm going to try not to spoil, but they could have just implied you ended up doing this thing again, mm-hmm. as opposed to having to do it again,
yeah,
and then again, and then again. So, I don't know.
They try to spice it up with, like, changing up the side quests, but it's not really enough.
Yeah, and, you know, they don't, It kind of makes no sense as to get the true extended ending. It doesn't, like, I don't know why, it just doesn't make any sense as to why you would go that route. Like, narratively speaking, like, you've been such a, what do you call it, such a lock set of motions that you, that at the moment that you want to break free of that, you want to have the temptation to do it. Mm-hmm. At least that's how I found it. But apparently that's not the way to get to the real ending.
Hmm.
So, I don't know.
There are cracks in this armor.
Yeah, you know, like, don't get me wrong, still probably the best game I'll play this year.
Yeah.
But it probably will, it won't be as hard to knock it off if it's of its high praise now.
If something else comes.
Yeah, if something, yeah, like, it's not invincible. We'll just say that.
It's not Bird Jesus.
Yeah.
Not Bird Jesus.
It doesn't have gust. So, yeah. Bravely Default. I watched RoboCop 2014.
Ooh.
I wanted to see that.
Did you?
Yeah.
Go see it.
Okay.
I thought it was okay.
I bet you did.
Or it's serious time RoboCop.
Well, yeah. The action's not, well,
the action's not good?
No, the action's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
I meant, like, the action moments are probably the least serious part of the movie.
How much blood is in this movie?
You know what? Not.
Not a lot, probably.
Not that much, because the story of this RoboCop is that there are robo-machines.
Ooh.
Okay? The whole world is using robo-machines. that look like the RoboCop that's been advertised. But America doesn't use robo machines because America's against not having a human in the suit. So the whole point of the movie is, well, to get America's trust, we got to put a man in the suit to show that they're trustworthy. The problem with putting a man in the suit is that you give them human emotion, it makes them less efficient. So it's that balancing trade-off of, you have a full robot who...
Cold-hearted
killer. Yeah, he sees the world in black or white. If you're holding a weapon, if you're a kid, he'll shoot you. Okay, that's a robot, but he's super efficient, and everybody's safe. Or you put the human in there, who has time to think, who's a little less efficient, but then...
He can make those gray area decisions.
Exactly, but at the same time, that leaves room for error, and he can't guarantee everyone's safety because he's too slow. And it's a cool little, like, human morality movie, and it sets up to be really cool, but kind of just falls flat towards the end. It's like, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, it's not a bad... I didn't think it was bad at all. I just didn't think it was good.
Just sounds like it was, like okay through the whole thing.
Like, there are parts to it that are just really cool. Like, they have cool moments, and they introduce some cool things. Like, Samuel Jackson is probably one of the best highlights of the movie. But, yeah. Like, it's neat. Like...
Is the new suit sweet, or what?
I really like it. For those who don't like the whole idea of the suit being black, it actually makes sense as to why it's black.
Or tactical.
So that's what they solicited as, but at the end of the movie, there's a reason why he has a black suit.
It's like his heart.
Yeah, and when he takes off his suit, holy shit.
What, is he jacked?
I don't want to spoil it.
I assume it'd be like in the first RoboCop.
What?
Like, he's just like hella machine.
It's interesting.
Okay.
Like, it's weird. Like, the movie's rated PG-13, but man, if you brought a kid into that, I mean, it's pretty dark.
PG-13 now is not what PG-13 used to be.
Yeah, that's true. So
kids have the internet now.
Yeah, that's very true. But no. So yeah, it was cool. Like, it's neat. Like, I can't remember the first RoboCop, but does the first RoboCop have a computer in his brain?
Yeah, and that's how he also has like robot eyes, and it's like connects to the helmet, and that's how he can do like the robot calculations and stuff. And
like, yeah, so like this, he has connection to like every crime and felony ever reported.
I know he can like straight up pull up information on people. I don't remember if he has like every crime. Oh, because I know it's like you. Yeah. If you've been put in like prison, it's like, oh, you have a previous felony. It does like face recognition and stuff.
Yeah. So like, yeah, that's what they do. In this one, he has that. Like, it's always on.
Oh, okay.
So every time he's walking down the street, it's always searching.
Oh.
Yeah. RoboCop.
Yeah, man. Sounds cool.
RoboCop. Yep. Other than that, I've been continuing on with Transformers More Than Meets the Eye, the comic. This comic's amazing. So, I'm at this one arc now where they're just sitting at a bar, and they're just telling an old story from the past that'll somehow be relevant to current events.
Of course.
And it's before the war started, and it's about, it's a detective murder mystery type thing in Transformers. And it deals with Optimus Prime before he was Optimus Prime. Namely, do you guys know who he was?
No.
He was Orion Pax for Optimus Prime.
This sounds like a convention.
What?
Oh, Pax.
He was Penny Pax Prime. Yeah. Orion Pax, yeah.
Yeah.
Good connection. Okay, so when I say Optimus Prime, how would you guys describe Optimus Prime?
Fire truck.
Like, personality-wise, characteristics?
He doesn't want to be a leader.
What?
He's a librarian.
No, I said Optimus Prime.
Yeah.
Optimus Prime is, like, the epitome of leader. What are you talking about?
But didn't he used to be a librarian, though?
I'm asking you, when I say Optimus Prime...
I don't know if he's, like, lawful good. I'd say he's, like, neutral good. Like, he'll do some rough shit. To get stuff done.
Oh, you're thinking about the movie Optimus Prime.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a bit of a sociopath.
Yeah. So, it's chaotic good.
Yeah. Okay, well, Optimus Prime is like your lead. He's basically Superman.
Yes.
You know, he's always good. He's always going to try and fight for what is just.
Mm.
Orion Pax in this comic is called Orion Pax Super Cop. And he's literally Batman with a badge.
Wow.
And the story doesn't actually take place through the eyes of Orion Pax. You're basically Commissioner Gordon, like, for the proper analogy. Mm-hmm. And this dude is hilarious. He's, like, my favorite Transformer now. He comes up to bot people, and he's like, and he sees crimes happening. He's like, I'm arresting you. And they're like, what are you talking about? You're just standing there. He's like, nope, I'm arresting you. And he'll just beat the shit. Like, he'll paralyze people like Batman would in the video games.
He'll paralyze robots?
Like, he'll rip off your legs. He'll shoot through your arms. And he'd be like, I'm taking you in. Because he has a badge. So.
Oh, my God. But robot badges?
Yeah.
I'm just eating my robot sandwich. Yep. Yeah. But.
And, and because I said this takes place in the eyes of, like, some other characters. Like, there's this one scene where they're chasing this dude through a building, and the dude transforms into a jet, and they fly up and escape, and Autobots only become cars. Mm-hmm. And just out of nowhere, when they think they can't get this guy on a jet, all you hear is thud, 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 the rooftops, and Orion Pax is running on rooftops, and he just jumps onto the jet, and he's like, whatever, and he surfs him all the way down to the ground, and he just crushes him. He's like, I'm taking you in.
What the hell?
I want these comics.
So, and it's like, what? This guy is so cool. And he's awesome. And I was like, okay, I need to go out there. I need to go out to Toys R Us. And I need to buy Orion Pax. Because I'm like,
does he exist?
And I'm like, yeah, he exists. And I'm like, sweet. So I bought Orion Pax. I'll show it to you guys. And this is the first retail Transformer I've bought in maybe like a year.
Oh.
Okay. So, and you can tell, he looks like Optimus Prime, right?
Yeah.
He's basically Optimus Prime.
It's like a fire truck.
He has a stunted version of his original gun. Mm-hmm. Like, his original gun is basically like this, but longer.
Right.
So the one thing I want to say about this toy is, I thought it was amazing. I thought this toy is amazing.
But it's retail. Ugh.
I know, and I'm like, what are they doing? Because to get my comparisons across, I'm going to show you a toy that was made in 2010, and this one was made in 2013, and I'm going to show you the differences, okay? So economy has hit the toy scene. These both toys retail for the deluxe price point about $15. From 3 years ago, this is something you would get for the same price. And you could tell he's a lot bigger.
Got more stuff
going on. He's got more stuff going on, okay? So the one that I'm comparing it with is Drift. Okay, so Mr. Like I said, he's a white car and his color scheme is the rising sun.
Right.
Okay. The one thing I... Yeah. So he has, like, multiple swords, and he's, like, a big sword, and he has, like, whatever, on the back. But the one thing about toys from back then was Hasbro had the budget to make anything they wanted,
mm-hmm.
but it meant that they weren't as creative when it came to making their toys. So despite being bigger, he actually resembles a robot a lot less. He looks like a robot with car bits stacked all over him,
mm-hmm.
hmm.
right? And when you look at toys of today, Optimus looks like just the robot. Like, you can see some makings of where his truck would be, but you can't piece it together. And it's cool because when you're transforming him, like, they make every piece count of where you move every, like, the way his feet come together or his legs, like, they accordion up entire panels to make the sides of his truck. Like, it's really neat how they do it all. And with older toys, they just put in multiple panels to try and transform it all together.
Interesting.
And it's really cool. Like, I will say he is smaller, and, like, if that's your deal, like, you don't like how toys are getting smaller, you probably won't like that. But, like, he does a lot of cool things. He looks like a robot. He looks like he does in the comics, as opposed to Drift, who, I don't know.
So basically what you're saying is that they're getting more efficient?
Yeah, like, because of the limitations of budget and materials, they've had to be really creative with their engineering to make up for it. And I super dig it. Like, I really like where they're going with this kind of stuff. And it's cool because their transformations aren't very complex, and they do a lot of neat things. But yeah, no.
Like, you say that as I'm trying to figure it out, and I cannot.
And yeah, you can't figure it out, because toys back then were extremely complex, because instead of being creative and trying to make every piece count, they just thought, we'll just put a couple more swivels and hinges because we have the money to do it. And the result is we have a transformation that'll get it done, but it's, like, done through the most inefficient way, as mm-hmm. opposed to Transformers today, which do it a lot neater.
Do you feel like break them apart?
No. No, you won't break them.
So it's just the old ones, they just were more cumbersome.
Yeah, and, like, they resulted in robots that looked like robots with cars pasted onto them.
Oh, interesting.
Whereas, like, the newer toys look like robots. Like, their car bits are fully integrated into their design. Yeah, so and I thought that was I just thought that was really cool. And I also think it's awesome that we're getting toys from comics as opposed to a TV show. Mm. So, yeah, I know. I've been having a lot of fun with this.
Interesting.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. But no, that's...
I like how it's sleek and minimalist.
Yeah, like he just looks like a...
Looks like a dude.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And like his post-building stuff is on the same level as like you'd find in a full like a focused action figure. So
right.
It's really cool. Yeah, he has like a... some cool things going on. But yeah, no. I really like it. Ryan Pack, Super Cop. He's like the greatest. Oh, Batman with a badge.
Batman as a robot.
Batman as a robot.
Like, just the way they drew the panels, too. It's just like, what is that? Thud, thud, thud. And out of nowhere. Boom. From the skies. It's a bird, it's a plane. So it's a Ryan Pack, Super Cop.
Did they say that?
Basically. They don't say it's a bird, it's a plane, but okay. Like, it's Orion Pax jumping from rooftops.
I was like, wow.
Yeah. And he even does the whole thing where, like, he stands with people around him, and he just montages to himself, like, breaking apart the crime scene with the evidence. And he figures it all out while everybody's watching him.
Look how smart I am.
Yeah, and it's just so weird from the optimist that I know now, who's kind of like the Superman leader, who's just very calm and noble. So, it's neat.
Interesting.
But, yeah, that was it. That was it for my week. Nothing really else I can say.
Right on.
Anything else you guys want to highlight?
No.
Still can't figure this out.
Any letters?
No, nothing, man. No! Are you hoping to hear from somebody?
I'll write it next time.
Okay.
The Blavin is so cool. Well, thank you.
It's great. That's, thanks. It's great to hear. Okay, well, that's it for the show.
Yep.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back with you guys next week.
Yep.
When we talk about stuff.
Things.
We'll talk about something.
We'll talk about cards, games, and toys.
Oh.
Like we always do. Every week.
Did I talk about cards today?
No, you didn't.
Whoa.